offering God who we pretend to be doesn't work. That's what our gospel's about. The scribes pretended to be people of distinction and honor. They took from widows their houses and sold them, and then put the money in the treasury as if they made this great contribution, when it was really money from somebody else. It wasn't even theirs. Jesus points out the widow who gives everything she has. That's what he wants from us. Everything we are. Not a pretense. Remember the story of the tax collector and the publican. Publican sitting in front says, "Thank God I'm not like the rest of people, evildoers and sinners, like this tax collector." The tax collector bows his head and says, "Forgive me, for I am a sinner." God wants you, who you really are. He can deal with our mistakes and our sins. He can help us to grow and become who he made us to be. But he can't deal with a pretense, putting on airs, pretending to be something we're not, gossiping about others and talking about how bad they are as if that promotes us. This lesson today, my brothers and sisters, is given to us so that while we are here, we will offer who we really are to God. Sinners in need of his forgiveness. And God will give us all he has, all he is, his entire love will be given to us. He asks nothing in return. See, in the pretense relationship, you're always getting something out of it. You do something to get something. But God doesn't do that. He teaches us how to give completely as he gives us his love completely. He gives it to Jesus, his son. And his son, following the will of the Father, gives everything he has to his people. And some of them do not feel as if it's enough. They want something different. They like the pretending to be who you're not, acting as if you're someone you're not. When we offer a word of judgment or criticism to somebody else, we're pretending to be perfect, and they're the sinners. They're the ones who do evil and wrong. We begin every Mass, "I confess to Almighty God that I have sinned." Every one of us. It's not a contest to say who's better, who's right, who's wrong. It's not a competition. It's all of us coming together, recognizing that we are all in need of God's forgiveness and love, and none of us is better than another. That's a dramatic difference than what Christ was watching when he sat outside of the temple and saw people giving contributions to the church. But the widow, she comes and gives all she has, and Christ in effect says, "Now that's someone who knows how to give." Do you feel what you have to offer to God, who you are right now, is good enough? If you think it's not, you make a mistake. God doesn't want our goodness. He wants us. He wants our heart. He wants us to open ourselves to having him be in us, living through us. And then we change. We become what we should be. But we don't do it by our own designs. We don't do it by leading ourselves and thinking we have the answer. We come here today to place our minds and hearts on the altar with the bread and wine and to give them to God and to ask Him to change us. As He changes the bread and wine into His body and blood, He changes us into the body of Christ. Corpus Christi. That's who we are. And we never have to pretend to be something different than that, something better than that. And we cannot ask other people to be different than they are. We allow them to grow through God's grace. And if we do that, we get out of the way and they make great progress. But we stand in the way competing and saying we're better and they're not good enough. We interrupt that relationship with God and they have to begin paying attention to us and what we want. We should not offer God who we pretend to be. Today in song and in prayer, in our offertory, in our lifting our minds and our hearts, let us offer who we are completely to God and know that He loves us for that gift and receives it into His eternal presence.